Dr. Gonzalez said the vaccines provide more immunity against the virus in an individual who is vaccinated rather than a person who is not. The Prime Minister is also encouraging persons to continue to wear their masks and continue to follow the COVID-19 protocols as variants still pose a significant threat.
We have to again remind everybody to take the vaccine. It's the best defense you have against the COVID. But we also saw that the Omicron, which was a less deadly variant by infecting a number of persons, gave them some immunity. Remember, I'd long been saying, following the doctor's advice, that there are two ways to get immunity. One, you take the vaccine. The other way is for everybody to get COVID. But the safest way is to take the vaccine. The immunity lasts longer. And of course, when you get the virus, it can get you sick and it can kill you. Though, as I've said, the Omicron variant, even though it put you down for a day or so, a couple of days, it didn't knock you out like the earlier ones, like the Delta. No. So we got to bear this in mind, and we got to wear our masks, and we have to do our hand sanitizing and social distancing.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. Regionally, Barbados recorded 103 new COVID-19 cases, 47 males and 56 females, from the 725 tests carried out on Wednesday by the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory. The cases comprised of 18 persons under the age of 18 and 85 who were 18 years and older. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Dominica since the outbreak now stands at 11,643. Internationally, all remaining COVID travel restrictions have now been lifted for passengers entering the UK. It comes almost exactly 2 years after the first COVID-19 lockdown measures were imposed in the UK. Meanwhile, figures from the Office for National Statistics suggest that COVID cases have continued to rise in the UK, with an estimated 1 in every 20 people infected. All age groups are affected, including the 75s and over, who are due a spring booster jab to top up protection. Experts say hospital cases are also rising, but vaccines are still helping to stop many severe cases. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.